Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors. Join us in our Prince Albert show. Tune up your five-string banjo. Take down your fiddle and your bow. Throw back the rug on the floor. Light up your old cob pipe. Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
From the stage of the Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of homespun fun and music. Folks, you can tune into this Prince Albert entertainment by turning to the Red Network station to which you're listening every Saturday night at this same time. And men, it's easy to get the entertainment of Prince Albert Smoking Joy, too. Just turn to the Red 10 of Prince Albert, fill your Makin's papers and pipes, and light up for America's National Joy Smoke. And now, the stage is cleared for action, and here's the Opry House Chief, His Honor, George Hay, the solemn old judge.
Cousin Louie, the boy and girl, they're geared up for a rousing big time, and we're ready to set the woods on fire. Greetings to all of our friends and neighbors, and welcome to another big Saturday night get-together in the old Opry House. We start the beans to rolling with Roy Acuff and all his Smoky Mountain boys and Little Rachel, and the tune will be Alvin York's favorite, Soldier's Joy. Here we go!
Swing a high, swing a low, turn her loose, and on you go. Bam! Cat at the barn, rat in his mouth, grab your gal and head her south. All around the old grapevine, you swing yours, I'll swing mine. Yeah!
Fine, Roy. Mighty nice. Yes, sir. Now we listen to the quartet from Sassafras Ridge, Miss Alcyone and her trio of boyfriends, Jack, Knapp, and Dee. They're going to sing one of Stephen Foster's most popular compositions, My Old Kentucky Home. Here we go.
The sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home. Birds make music all the day.
fine children, you know that's one of the most popular of the American folk songs, and that's what we deal in here on the Grand Ole Opry. Your Grand Ole Opry, presented over these Red Network stations by Prince Albert, brings you a friendly, homespun evening, very much like the old-time get-togethers of fun and frolic that our great-grandparents went in for. You hear fiddle tunes and breakdowns that were actually popular way back in the colonial times of our forefathers. And, by the way, popular pastimes of those early days were the games our farmer forefathers made at harvest time, husking or shucking corn, for instance. The old-time party husking bee was the daddy of the many corn husking contests being held in the Corn Belt states at this time of year. Excuse me, fellas, while I light me a PA smoke, will you? Today, folks, you see farm boys doing some speedy husking at the county contest.
Yes, sir, Judge. Roy Acuff and myself saw him. Those farmers' hands working mighty fast, too. You can hardly say Jack Robinson, for those boys got an ear of corn out of a sheath of husk and tossed into the wagon box.
Louie, don't you figure those champion corn huskers have a secret trick in their handiwork of ripping out ears so fast?
Hold on there, Brother Oswald. Why that robust snicker?
I was just thinking, Judge. Yeah. I used to figure there was a secret to rolling, making smokes, too.
No trick to it now, huh, Oswald?
No, sir. I spent out making smoke in 6 seconds, but with Prince Albert, though. Yeah.
Yes, Oswald, Prince Albert's crimp-cut tobacco helps make an expert roll-your-owner out of any making smoker.
My PA roll smokes sure are winners for rich taste, too, Louie.
Yes, sir, lots of listeners figure the way you do, too, Roy. You've been talking directly to a heap of happy Prince Albert smokers tuned in on these Red Network stations. And in case any of you men listening would like to get down to fast, easy rolling, too, just remember Prince Albert when you buy tobacco. Look for the red tin with the letters PRINCEALBERT. And you'll get the National Joy Smoke.
That brings us to the first milepost on the turnpike, and it's time to throw the wagon in high gear and go on down the creek. More breakdown is coming up from the kitchen now. It's an old-timer called the 8th of January, and it will be passed around by Paul Womack and his gully jumpers. All right, boys. Sheriff Ford Rush reports that all is hunky-dory throughout the county, and that's right and proper. Sheriff, the stage is yours, and we've got you billed to sing that fine old number called Maple on the Hill.
Near a quiet country village stood a maple on the hill, grown from a little seed of long ago. Shining brightly, we could hear the whippoorwill when we sat beneath the maple on the hill. Don't forget me, little darling, when they lay me down to die. Just one little wish, my darling, that I crave. As you linger there in sadness, you are thinking of a friend. Let your teardrops hit the flowers on my grave. We will sing a song together when the birds have gone to rest. We will listen to the mumble of the wind. Will you love me, little darling, as you did that starry night when we sat beneath the maple on the hill? I will soon be with the angels on the bright and happy shore. Even now I hear them coming o'er the hill. Don't you cry, my little darling, it is time for us to part. I must leave you when the maple on the hill.
Oh, that's pretty, Sheriff. Sure is mighty pretty. Our next tune is the one the boys played the night Uncle Joe hooked a big catfish at the mouth of Cane Creek. They call it Fish's Hornpipe, and it'll be played by Mac McGar and his Tennessee Mountaineers. Up and at 'em, boys! Son Odie are at the woodpile to saw a few back logs for Mr. Prince Albert. Winter's coming, and we've got to have something for the fireplace. While the boys warm up, they're going to run off a few verses of Oh Mona. Pap, sit down.
Monkey sitting on a railroad track. Oh Mona. Picking his teeth with a carpet tack. Oh Mona. With a hoop and call. Oh, Mona, sneak his head and stay right off. Oh, Mona, you shall be free, Lord, Lordy. Mona, you shall be free, hallelujah, when the good Lord sets you free.
All right.
Down the road, oh Mona, for a team with a heavy load. Oh Mona, crack my whip and leave horse from. Oh Mona, steel horse busted the wagon's tongue. Oh Mona, you shall be free, Lord, Lord. Mona, you shall be free, hallelujah, when the good Lord sets you free.
All right.
Sitting along, oh Mona, hang around the trigger and eye on a hog. Oh Mona, pull that trigger and the gun says zip. Oh Mona, jumped on that hog with all my grip. Oh
Okay, boy, that's half an oldie. Have a little fun on the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Well, friends, it's not hard to imagine our great-grandpappy's digging to these Grand Ole Opry tunes as brought to you tonight by the Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco people. It's a big jump, however, from the simple corn husking bees of our forefathers to the great national corn husking championship held every year. Our farm boys are now advancing to the finals through state and county eliminations. Often these local contests require a great assortment of officials. There may be starters, scorekeepers, weighmasters, water boys, husker deductors, and gleanings weighers, besides other judges and referees. Corn husking contests really are something to see. Roy Acuff and friend Louie here will add a word on that. They've seen them.
Yes, Judge, it takes a passel of officials to keep track of the corn husking rules these days, don't it, Roy?
Why, nowadays, the huskers are set back for ears left on the stalks, set back again if they leave ribbons or extra husk on the ears.
Yes, fellas, they can't have waste and come through with neat, trim ends.
Hey, Judge, that listen like the way my roll your own spins up with Prince Albert.
Well, by gosh, Judge, Brother Oswald is right. There's no waste rolling your own with Prince Albert crimp cut. No ribbons or stringing out.
They sure spin out with neat trim ends, my PA smokes do.
Mine too, Roy, and no backtracking to re-roll them or twist up ends. It's plumb easy with PA.
Shucks, fellas. Yeah! I roll my PA making neat trim with a pair of shucking gloves on. Yeah!
You're right, fellas. Prince Albert does right by the rules of rolling joy. Why, men, you'll find P.A. making smokes do up as snug and tight as the sheath of a fresh ear of corn. P.A.'s crimp cut sure is the champ for easy trim rolling. No extra shaping, no twisting up the ends. P.A. doesn't dribble out the ends, and there's no leavings. No wonder smokers say they get 70 smokes to the handy pocket ten of Prince Albert. Get yourself a red ten of P.A., and roll your own easy as you tune in this Red Network station.
Friends and neighbors, this is the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry coming to you from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, the Opry House is a real honest-to-goodness meeting place where we get together every Saturday night for an old-time neighborhood hoedown. Come around and see us. Be mighty happy to have you. Have big time with all the folks. Roy Acuff takes the stage to bring us a fine old sacred number, one that is loved by everybody from coast to coast. How beautiful heaven must be.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he hath given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pine, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free.
free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Beautiful song, Roy. Beautiful song. That's Roy Acuff, leader of the Smoky Mountain Boys. Better have another verse, please, Roy.
We read of a place that's called hell. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he hath given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Thank you, Roy Acuff, and all the Smoky Mountain Boys for that wonderful sacred number. We receive many requests for that each week. And now, Cousin Louie Buck has a special announcement for us. Come on in, Louie, will you please?
The Camel Caravan is on the march. The Grand Ole Opry Army Camp Unit rolls into Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia on Monday to give open-air performances for the Army men. On Tuesday, all six units, cars, trailer, and portable stage arrive at Bowman Field, Kentucky. On Wednesday, they head for Fort Thomas, Kentucky, and then they arrive at Fort Hays, Ohio, on Thursday. We want to send our best wishes to the traveling Grand Ole Opry unit and their audiences, the boys in Army camps.
Thank you, Cousin Louie, and we hope the boys in the Army camps heard that applause for them, and we're all for you, boys, every single one of us. Mac McGar and the boys, Tennessee Mountaineers, have a short breakdown here called Ragtime Annie. All right, Max?
Ragtime Annie.
my boys, all right now. Even a county corn husking contest often causes great hubbub, folks, especially the noise of the crowds. But besides, you'll hear the steady bang, 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 bang as the shucked ears are tossed against the backboards of the box wagons. You'll hear the chattering crackle of twisted corn stalks and the excited talking of surging crowds. For our corn shucking contests are a real American pastime that springs from our own soil. Just as typically American, in fact, as rolling up a national joy smoke, which I'm about to do right now.
A lot of the men folks who watch those corn huskings think so too, Judge. Judging from the popularity of all the red Prince Albert tins to be seen at corn husking contests.
Not only in special gatherings, Louie, but everywhere our Grand Ole Opry show is heard, Prince Albert is popularly known as the national joy smoke.
Yes, Roy, Prince Albert means smoking joy for Macon smokers and pipe fans far and wide, too. PA is crimp cut to draw slow and even, has the bite removed, gives a man economy and smoking joy by the corn crib full. Men, enjoy a red tin of Prince Albert before next week's program over these same red network stations, and you'll know firsthand why Prince Albert is America's national joy smoke.
Roy, it's time to head for the barn. Let's go, please.
Idy Red, she ain't no fool. Big as elephant, stout as a mule.
Idy Red, Idy Red, I'm in love with Idy Red. Idy Red, Idy Red, I'm in love with Idy Red.
Well, friends and neighbors, that winds up another shindig in the old Opry House. We'll have to hang up the fiddle and the bow and go home, but next Saturday night we'll take it down again, and we hope all of you will be back for the fun and music. This is George Hay, the solemn old judge, saying good night for all the Opry House folks and wishing you lots of pleasant weather and fine fall eating till we meet again. And don't forget that whether you are at work or play, there's nothing like the taste of mild PA. So long!
And friends, as the solemn old judge says goodnight, may we invite you to join us again in the Opry House at this same time next week for another half hour of music, fun, and song. And all during the week, for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert, a national joy smoke.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.